Support comes from the St. Louis Chamber Chorus. Season 68 concludes at John Burroughs at 3 p.m. on May 26th with the United Nations commissioned Voices of Today by composer Benjamin Britten, featuring youth and adult singers. Tickets at chamberchorus.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Police arrested about 100 protesters Saturday night after a pro-Palestinian march at Washington University. Protesters have a list of demands that include wanting the university to cut ties with Boeing, which sells weapons to Israel. Students and other activists also called for an end to the war in Gaza and for WashU to respect student voices. WashU officials say they respect freedom of expression, but that protesters violated campus policy by setting up an encampment. Joining us now to talk about what unfolded over the weekend is STLPR photojournalist Eric Lee. Welcome to St. Louis on the Air, Eric.
Hi, Elaine.
Now, I mentioned that about 100 people were arrested Saturday night. What were those protests like, Eric, before the arrests were made?
Yeah, so protesters organized and gathered at Forest Park around 3 p.m. and then marched over onto campus towards Olin Library. The students then set up a temporary encampment holding space for speeches and other chants. Students were working in the library at Olin and watching outside as these protesters gathered. It was then when police came, campus police, and gave protesters 10 minutes to disperse from the area.
Mm-hmm. And that happened about how long after they had been gathered there?
About half an hour to 40 minutes.
Okay. Now, WashU junior Max Franks criticized university leaders for their response to the march and prior arrests to another protest.
The fact that it has happened before proves that the administration is not really interested in listening to student voices about any of these concerns. The administration is interested in protecting its image and its bottom line.
Now, another student, WashU sophomore Charlie Weingarten, who is in two Jewish organizations and watched the protests, says police needed to be on campus.
I don't agree with some of the tactics that they used, but the presence and being there and the university shutting this down and making it very clear that behavior like this would not be allowed on our campus, I think was incredibly important.
So we heard from two students who were on campus, but what was the feeling or the vibe like on the campus before police came and then after they arrived?
Yeah, students were mostly very peaceful, holding signs. We saw medical students or people in lab coats. We saw faculty members even coming out and supporting students. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein came. St. Louis Alderwoman Elisa Saunier was there, and Board of Alderwomen President Megan Green as well, helping watch and kind of facilitate with students and be a mediator between police and the student body.
Was there anything about the mood that felt adversarial, or I mean, was it like a community gathering kind of atmosphere?
Yeah, it definitely felt like a community gathering with the number of organizers leading chants, the diversity of the students and campus members who were there as well. It was very peaceful, I believe, until police came and gave the order to disperse. And that's when the group picked up all their tents and supplies and actually marched through Brookings Hall towards Tisch Park and to set up a more permanent, or at least attempt to set up a more permanent encampment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Washington University Chancellor Andrew Martin issued a statement this morning, and he said that 23 WashU students were arrested and at least four employees. I mean, beyond that, Eric, what was the gist of what the chancellor said?
Yeah, the chancellor largely echoed some of the original statement that was put out on Saturday night after all the arrests that were made, saying that these students and this protest was a danger to campus and against student conduct. We do know those 23 students and four faculty are facing conduct review by the university, as well as those outside of the university are facing trespassing charges.
When you were there among people in the crowd. Sometimes media is not welcome in settings like that. Could people tell that you were with St. Louis Public Radio? Were they wanting to talk with you? What were the responses to media presence being there?
Yeah, media was definitely welcomed amongst the protests. I mean, as we've seen across other universities, sometimes media isn't able to gain access, whether that be the school or the students or demonstrators that are organizing. For this instance at WashU, organizers welcomed us and wanted us to interview students, interview faculty, and police were very open to also media being present. It didn't really interfere with our process, but it was actually officials from the university who kind of came up to media, me specifically as well, asking for identification and asking if we had permission to be on campus and that we faced potential trespassing charges if we were arrested as well.
Now, you captured some quite vivid photography of what was going on. What was it that stood out to you, Eric?
Yeah, I've covered several protests for George Floyd and also looking at January 6th, the United States Capitol. And just being present and feeling the energy from the crowd and the approach against police. These demonstrators were interlocking arms and protecting those inside who wanted to stay overnight. Many were carrying signs and art, leading chants with drums. As demonstrators went from Olin Park through Brookings, it began to rain and the sun was shining. And there's a very beautiful moment too, where Muslim community members were praying, but right behind them were jail vans from University City and Richmond Heights. And it creates this juxtaposition between the two of something that is very peaceful and mindful with something so violent and you know, attempting to create a prison scene. And so this protest was very visual.
Mm-hmm. Now, the university has temporarily suspended all students who were involved. What is it that we know about that, Eric?
Yeah, these 23 students will be suspended. Four faculty members, their positions with the school will also be analyzed. The claim from the chancellor was saying that these students also led to injuries of three officers, such as concussion, a groin injury, and a broken finger.
Eric Lee is a photojournalist at St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode was produced and engineered by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
St. Louis on the Air proudly supports local artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on the Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.